سورة الملك. The virtues of سورة الملك. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, verily a surah from the Quran consisting of 30 ayat verses interceded for a person until he was pardoned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was تبارك الذي بيده الملك. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Suratul Mulk will continue interceding on behalf of its reader until the reader is pardoned by Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the surah of Tabarak is a great protector and deliverer. It protects and frees one from Adabul Qabr, the punishment of the grave.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the hearts find contentment and peace and satisfaction with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have gathered here to remind ourselves of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how mighty, how powerful Allah is. Allah is our creator, Allah is our sustainer. Every single thing is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who gives life. Allah is the one who gives death. The sun, the moon, the stars, the heavens, the earth, the trees, the mountains, the rivers, the animals, the birds, the insects, the jinn, human beings, the rivers, the oceans, the leaves, the trees, the fruit. Every single thing belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything is in His control. Every single particle is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can be hidden from Him. Allah has created us and put us into this world, and we are expected to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah wants from us, that we should be obedient servants, obedient slaves unto Him. We should never disobey Allah Rabbul Izzat. We should never follow the footsteps of shaitan and our nafs, our desires. We should never become slaves of our passions and desires. As human beings, we commit sins, we falter, we make mistakes. And for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the doors of repentance and tawbah open. And Allah loves that we beg from Him. Allah wants us to ask Him. Allah wants us to turn to Him and make amends for our wrongs. Allah wants us to have a penitent heart, to repent, to make tawbah, to make istighfar. When a person commits a sin, then a dark spot appears on his heart. And when he persists in that sin, it grows larger and larger and larger. Allah talks about it in the Quran. Allah says, "Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun." It is as though rust covers the heart because of the sins a person commits. The heart becomes dark. The hadith of Rasulullah says, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَةٌ وَسَقَالَةُ الْقُلُوبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. Everything has a polish. We have a polish for the furniture. We have a polish for the car. For different appliances, we have polishes. And the polish of the heart is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person takes the name Allah, it is so soothing. It brings so much of serenity, peace, tranquility to his heart. And therefore we make the dhikr of Allah to remind ourselves that Allah is watching us. Every single thing we do, Allah is well aware of it. So whether we are in our factories or homes or in some private place or overseas or in some journey, wherever we are, whatever we are doing, Allah is well aware of every single thing we are doing. So we make the dhikr of Allah, our tongues become moist with the dhikr of Allah. It polishes our heart, it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It wards off shaitan, pushes away shaitan very far. And dhikrullah creates a glow on the person's face. It helps him to then become more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it brings peace and serenity to his heart. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to remember Him in abundance. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. O believers, remember Allah in abundance. So we are making the dhikr of Allah just to ta'aleem, to educate ourselves how to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are alone at home in solitude, wherever we are, while striving to work, then we do not become ghafil of Allah, we do not become neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remind ourselves of Allah. And when we make dhikr with the tongue, we make dhikr with the heart, and dhikr with every limb. In other words, every limb of ours does or abides by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the true dhikr of Allah. Allahu
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
We are saying La. La means we are negating. There is no ilah. There is no deity. There is nobody worthy of being worshipped إلا الله beside Allah. We remove from our heart all the filth that has accumulated. The pride, the anger, the jealousy, all the spiritual maladies. And we fill our heart only with the love of Allah, the marifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah. We have this conviction in our heart. We build this conviction that there is no power, there is no nourisher, there is no creator, there is no sustainer besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 الله
الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ومن most beloved الله The most kareem, raheem Allah. The most loving and kind Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, every single sin that we committed, my Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Knowingly, unknowingly, major sins, minor sins, Ya Allah. Forgive us completely. Cleanse and purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Make our hearts shine again, my Allah. Help us to create a strong bond with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us become weak servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeble, my Allah. We are helpless, my Allah. We depend totally upon you, my Allah. You are totally independent of us, my Allah. You are independent of every single person, my Allah. You are most praiseworthy, my Allah. Everything belongs to you. You are our master. We are your slave, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya. Give us the best of akhirat, Ya Allah. Protect us from all types of calamities, my Allah. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help this ummah, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Show us a straight path, my Allah. Keep us on sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have needs, my Allah. We are not asking any other person, my Allah. Because nobody else can fulfill our needs. Besides you, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak. Inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Ya Allah, you are the one who fulfills our needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know every person's problems and worries that he has, my Allah. We have gathered here tonight. We have raised our hands. Our mothers and sisters listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got different needs and wants and desires, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our problems and worries, my Allah. Be it a social problem, be it a domestic problem, a welfare problem, my Allah. Whether it's a financial problem, my Allah. Remove our difficulties. My Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa and cure, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have left this world, my Allah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, grant their family Sabri Jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mort, a mort on Iman, death on Iman, my Allah. Let it be in the beloved city of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Medina Munawwara, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mort in Medina Munawwara. Baril in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafa'at and intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the hawdh kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Protect the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our musallis, muta'alliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of the qabr, from the azab of Jahannam. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rizq.
Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib sustenance, my Allah. Let it come pouring down, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are in debts and financial difficulties, remove the debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, the hujjaj have gone for hajj, my Allah. So many have left already, some are still leaving, my Allah. Grant them all an easy safar with afiyat. Grant them hajj mabroor, my Allah. Make them return, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, with completely, ya Allah, forgiven, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them become pious, my Allah. Let it be a hajj, ya Allah, free from any type of accidents and disasters, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept the hajj, my Allah. And those of us, ya Allah, who have the desire to go for hajj and umrah, ya Allah, open your doors for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially upon those whom hajj is fard, my Allah. It is compulsory and still they have not undertaken this journey. Ya Allah, make it be easy for them to undertake this journey, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.